Welcome to the Gainscast. We are back.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. So last one I did was with just Brandon. And that was weird. It was weird because I didn't know who to talk to. Because usually we kind of play off each other and Katie's just sitting there and we only had three mics. Like we left one mic here. I don't know where the fuck we put it, but it's definitely.
We brought all four with us.
I looked. It was missing. And then the fucking. We had two of these because one of them blew and then the circuit blew. And so our fucking sound got fucked. So that podcast should have been fucking brilliant like we usually are. Instead, it sounds like it was filmed from fucking Mars. But I'm putting it up anyway. I put it up. It's on the Tiger Fitness channel. It's on the Gainscast channel.
It's on the Gainscast, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so you're just going to have to fucking deal with it because I'm not going to let an hour of Brandon's time go to waste. You're just going to have to turn your fucking volume up. Like some people are like, the fucking sound quality is quiet. Well, there's a volume switch. but we apologize for that, but we had an equipment malfunction like that time that Janet Jackson's bra slipped down, her nipple poked out, and I had to go masturbate in the middle of the Super Bowl.
God, such an awkward Super Bowl. You left to go masturbate?
No, we were at that time my wife was working in print and her boss was fucking rich and he had this house in California on this hill, big ass pool, dude got a taco truck and shit. And I remember we're sitting back and I had one of my colleagues from Weeder Publications at the time and we're watching TV and I'm like, and we looked at it, was that a titty? And I'm like, that was a fucking titty. It was amazing.
My story, probably funny, not as eventful. I was young, so we didn't have like a Super Bowl party or anything.
Yeah, I was like fucking 21.
And I'm 22. I'm sitting at the kitchen table eating mac and cheese and I'm watching the halftime performance and I'm like, that was a boob.
That's a titty.
That might actually, I was young enough, that might have been my first tit.
Man, that's a beautiful, it was a great tit. Like, I mean, it was a flash of a tit, but it was like, yeah, that was a fucking movie. And it changed everything because they used to have like cool halftime shows. And
now they have old people.
Yeah, now they have like Bon Jovi, who's like, I saw Bon Jovi in concert. So we went to a Bon Jovi concert because Kid Rock was leading for him. Kid Rock absolutely fucking just, if you ever seen Kid Rock in concert, it's the greatest experience of your life. If you haven't seen Kid Rock in concert, you're missing out. It is fucking amazing. The guy's a fucking talented genius. And so he gets done and they're like, yeah, fuck yeah. And it's a bunch of rednecks in Illinois. People don't realize every state is 90% red. Like, look at the map of the U.S. So Illinois outside of Cook County is fucking overalls and fucking, you know, fucking your sister. So we go there and it's a bunch of Kid Rock people, right? And they're fucking in there like fucking... There were like three teeth in the entire fucking stadium. Like, and it was at the fucking where the Bears play, whatever that shit's called. Why am I blanking?
I don't even know.
But it was at the stadium and like you walk in there and it's a bunch of fucking for Bon Jovi and you expect a bunch of hippies. It's a bunch of fucking rednecks. And I'm like, this is fucking great, America. And so at that time, Obama was the president. He was fucking hated by rednecks. Rednecks did not like Obama. That's a fucking fact. It's a fucking fact. Fact check that, Twitter, motherfuckers. So anyway, so I'm like, fuck, this is great. So Bon Jovi gets up and they're playing their song and then they have a fucking Hope comes in the song. They have a picture of Obama. Half the fucking stadium walks out. I was like, because he fought. They would have probably been good to begin with, right?
Yeah.
But they followed Kid Rock. Nobody can fucking follow Kid Rock in concert.
And it sounds like the crowd was more of a Kid Rock crowd than a Bon Jovi crowd.
The crowd was like, they were. I expected a mosh pit at any fucking moment. I was like, is it me? Because Kid Rock, he's a grimy looking motherfucker. Like, he's not the most attractive guy. He's got the ratty ass hair. And he's just a fucking grimy guy. But the dude's so talented. He played like tennis. He went, there was one sequence. He must have been on so many drugs. And he did like, he played the drums, the guitar, the harmonica, took a shot of fucking Jack. And then he played the violin. He played like 10 different fucking instruments in one fucking song. And he was running around. Like, he was running around the stage. Like, I would have fucking died of a heart attack. And this motherfucker was sprinting all over the place. And he was talking shit about everybody. It was great. And we had a phenomenal time, man. That was my best concert. My only concert. My best concert experience ever. Like, it was such a good time. Then Bon Jovi came out. The drummer looked like he was going to die in any fucking second. Dude was like 98 years old.
They all do. John Bon Jovi. He just kind of looks like he's pumped full of...
A little of the Biden medicine?
No. Yeah, well, that too. But... Fuck, I can't.
Formaldehyde?
No, the
Viagra?
No, the shit that, like, if you get in a vein, Botox. Yeah, he's just like pumped full of Botox and Red Bull.
Did you see the when I did that video?
Botox and cocaine. Did you hear about the
Scrotox? Yeah, Scrotox. Dudes are to make their balls. Like, it's popular in the gay community. I thought you know about this, but their balls. they're getting so basically, like, your balls are wrinkly, right? Like, my balls aren't the one. Like, the whole fucking male genitals are fucking ugly. Like, what the fuck? What was God thinking? Like, the vagina, like, when I look at a vagina, I'm like, fuck, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat that, you know? Like, a good vagina, even a bad vagina, you can make good of some bad vaginas, right? Except for a vagina during childbirth. That's just weird. Because childbirth vaginas, that's like a fucking Little Shop of Horrors creature. Ugh, just fucking coming out. And so you're like, speaking of, I think I did take cocaine. I think I'm rested. But, like, a vagina, like, tell. Like, when I look at a vagina, like, I'm like, it's fucking amazing. Because, you know, it's just like, those are just fucking, they contract and they do wonderful things, and they moisturize, they lubricate in perfect scenarios, situations. And so, unless
you're
they're
doing
old,
your job, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, it's such a fucking beautiful object. And then, like, the dick is such a fucking ugly thing. Like, who, like,
it's like,
dude,
a floppy nose that's in the wrong place.
What's his name? One of my, Phil That Remains on Twitter.
Okay.
And, he's on a bunch of different other platforms, but it's funny because he posts, like, men just don't send dick pics to chicks. Like, no woman has ever been like, man, it's a fucking gorgeous dick.
I've said it on this podcast before. If a girl wants to see your dick, she will come see it in person.
You know, speaking of dicks, let's talk about Bo Lewis's dick.
Why are we talking about Bo Lewis?
Because it's the largest dick in bodybuilding, man. Somebody showed me a meme. Like, we were literally, like, we're at the expo. I'm not going to say who I was talking to, but Brandy might have been one of them. We were joking about, like, Bo.
Yeah.
And Bo's a great, he's the nicest guy ever. And I'm sure he doesn't, but there's a meme of Bo, and I'm sure he's seen it. And it's him, and he got second place. And the meme's like, one of these guys got first place at the show. The other guy won life, you know? And the guy, like, has a normal, like, posing trunks, they hold your junk in.
Okay.
Right? Like, you can't hold his junk in. You can't conceal that. Like, you know, I look better.
Coil it and put a twist tie around it.
Well, the motherfucker, he's got to, like, have a separate compartment in his trunks. I mean, the woman who can actually, like, receive that. Like, that is a special woman. Like, and his girlfriend's like a small petite woman. And I'm like, wow. You know, it's
you're
just
a champ.
Like, yeah. Like, damn. Like, that's true love. Like, it's at the point where it's intimidating, you know? But if I had both, what I'm getting at, if I had his dick, I'd show everybody. Because it's like, it's a unique dick. Like, my dick, I'm sure there's a lot of dicks that look just like it. Like, there's nothing unique about my dick. I have a birthmark on the other side that I can't even see myself. You know, I'll look at it once in a while, but I never examine my dick. I'm never like, no woman just, like, if you're going to send a picture of your body, like, right, and you're in shape, like, okay, if you're Mike O'Hearn.
Yeah.
Who I'd fuck. And you're Mike O'Hearn. And you send a girl a picture of your body, and your dick happens to be there. She'd be like, that's fucking hot. Like, that's Mike O'Hearn. He's naked. But if Mike O'Hearn just sent a snapshot, a close-up of his dick, that's horrible. Nobody wants to see that. So stop sending me your dick pics, Mike O'Hearn. But I don't know how we got on this. But yeah, so it's one of those things where, yeah, don't send nudes. If you're, well, send nudes. Like, I'm okay with, like, if I'm like, I'll send, like, when I travel a lot, I used to, but then my kids started getting their phone to play with. Now they have their own phones. I'd like to explore that again. But, like, when I travel a long time, I'd go in the bathroom mirror and send Katie, you know, a little picture of myself. So okay. She remembers who I am. But it was never like just my dick. It was always like the full thing.
Yeah.
You never send nudes? Have you ever sent a nude?
Yeah, just not full. Like, I don't think I've ever sent an actual just straight up dick pic.
No, I've never sent just dick.
But what? have you tried, like, taking a couple practice shots and been like, it looks small. I'm not happy with the way my dick looks.
The key is to wear a female watch. It makes it look bigger.
It just makes my hands look bigger.
Yeah, really. I got really petite hands. But you know, you. You know, I never really, I've never, maybe I do have an attractive dick. I don't know. But like when I'm thin, when I'm in shape, you know, up in, which is most of the time, like, I'm like, dude, I'm not going to just like my dick. I didn't have to like work for that. Like God gave me that dick, like whether it's good or bad or indifferent, that's my dick. I didn't have to work for it. Like I had to work hard on my body. So this bitch better look at my fucking whole body. And she needs to appreciate what that dick's attached to.
Yeah, no, my dick's not impressive. I'm just like, yeah, it's like the most extraordinarily average dick you'll ever see in your life.
With two circumcisions.
With two circumcisions. It took a lot of work for it to look this average.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything special about my penis. I just don't. I shave. You know, it looks bigger when you shave. It looks better. I look like an overdeveloped 8-year-old at this point. You know? Don't drink during dick talk. I got you. I got you. You're okay. You're okay. You're okay.
You asshole.
What? But because I'm like, I'm just a larger version of my son at this point, you know, because, you know, kids be streaking across the house. Like we don't like I taught my kids, and we're not one of those families that walks around naked and shit. But like my kids, I don't want them to be ashamed of themselves. I don't want them to streak at a Cubs game, but I want them to be like
happy in between.
Yeah. I don't want them to be ashamed of it. You know, whether it's big, small, indifferent, it's your dick. It's your whatever. It's your body, you know? And like my daughter has a big frame. I don't want her dressing like a hoochie, but I also don't want her to be self-conscious about wearing shorts because she thinks she's out of shape because my daughter has a big bone structure. She's not petite, you know? And that's because she's my genetics, you know? And my genetics are big, you know? It's like a big, thick person with thick bones and thick structure. And that makes her a great athlete, but she's not a ballerina. So we try to teach our kids to be, you know, be confident in your body, in your skin. I mean, I grew up in a European household. We didn't really play that whole, you know, we're just going to be ashamed and, oh, no, cover up. You know, my family's like, it's fucking there. You know, I mean, nothing. Yeah, there it is. So, yeah, so that's really the dick. Speaking of dick talk, I trained hamstrings last night. I was telling you earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I trained hamstrings. I usually train them, but I really went in because I hadn't really had a really serious session because, you know, Disney and everything. We got home. I'm like, I'm going to go train. Of course, I'm sitting in the car all day. My water's probably off. My meals aren't right. And I was in an inopportune, you know, moment. And I got a hamstring cramp during, you know, the act. And it was a fucking horrible situation. And it's happened before. And most of the time, I lose it. I mean, I know you've had that happen.
No, I've had it happen.
Did you lose it?
Especially, no, I've never lost it.
Oh, I lost it last time, but not this time, but last time I lost it.
Especially like after a rugby game.
Yeah.
Like that night where I'm super depleted and I already feel like trash because, you know, I just played 80 minutes of a car crash.
And you try and fucking do a move.
No, it could just be basic missionary where I'm just like, fuck.
And you feel it just tighten up. And you try to have one leg down.
No, down. I try to pull off the manly move of like going off to the end of the bed and like dragging her towards me so I can like stand at a normal angle.
That's a good technique. I didn't even think about that. I was like, I'm just going to lay down.
Because at that point, you can stand and stretch it and you're showing like your force a little bit. Sometimes that just doesn't work and you got to call the audible and be like, your turn.
Yeah. I think I pulled a hamstring. So how'd you hurt yourself? Yeah, I'm wondering if anybody's had like sex injuries where they like going to work is like, fuck, they're fucked up. Especially so, if people get physical.
So I had a friend in college, I'll leave names out of it. Him and his girlfriend were having sex and I think she did something. He ended up with a concussion. Like he fell off the bed, smashed his head on a weight or something and like knocked him the fuck out.
I had a guy who, no names mentioned, of course, who broke his dick.
Oh.
Like he bad angle and he hit a wrong angle of her and he fucking had to go to the emergency room. He like, there's like, it's like cartilage. So it took like weeks for it to heal and he has a crooked dick for the rest of his life.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know what hole he was trying to go in, but didn't seem like the right one for that to happen. Or maybe it was the right one. I mean, who am I to judge?
Jeez. That's like one of my biggest fears, breaking my dick.
That would be horrible. Like,
be awful.
Yeah, I mean, and there's times you're like, I don't know, maybe, like, if what if she goes a little too crazy and like hits the side and there it goes.
Yeah.
Like, what if it slips out? Like, and then she continues.
Yes. And then, yep. I've had that happen, but like obviously my dick didn't break. Yeah, but it hurt.
Not obvious to me. I haven't seen your crooked dick. I've been like, I went straight to me. Yeah, I completely understand. I've had that fear, and that's why you got to be careful when they start going all cowgirl crazy. You're like, hold the fuck on. You know, we don't want to break anything. All right. It's like, I don't think they realize the fragility of the male penis.
Yeah, but sometimes they're going cowgirl crazy, and it's really fun to watch. And you're like, I want to see what happens here.
I mean, a cowgirl, you can't really see much. You just. Look at her back, unless you're
no,
fucking...
No, that's reverse cowgirl.
Oh, no, isn't... Oh, yeah, it is reverse. So cowgirl's on top. Okay, cowgirl's great. Reverse cowgirl, I never understood, like, the fucking... Like, why people go crazy over it, because it's like, unless you're fucking, like, Dorian Yates, and you're looking at
it's
a lat spread.
It's like doggy style, but you don't have to do as much.
Yeah, I mean, it's the lazy man's doggy style. Yeah. I got it. I've just never been my favorite. I mean, it's fun to watch on porn, because... You see, you know, it's fun, but like, you don't have to see the dude's face, just see a chick bouncing up and down and see a dude going like, hey, like working his face. But, man, yeah, that's, well, that topic really took longer than I thought. That wasn't even a topic. Actually,
we don't really have any topics. We just kind of
like, well, I mean, so I did go to Disney on a tangent this week. And it was fucking weird. Like, I gotta say, like, we had a good time because we were the Currys and they're good people. But, dude, like, part of the fun of going to Disney, and one of the things I remember most about, like, when Thomas was young, is you look down and they're smiling and they're looking at everything, and then they get a fucking mask on. And all the Disney employees, I know they're not dicks, they're nice people, but they're fucking being forced to keep their job. Yeah. And, like, to go to Disney, it's quieter. There's nobody laughing and you can't see smiles. And I don't like masks. I think they're fucking stupid. I think they're pointless. And I think if you think you need a mask to be out in public, maybe you should just fucking stay out of public and let the rest of us have a good time.
Yeah.
And stop this bullshit. I'm over it. I'm so fucking over it. I saw this video. It went viral on Twitter of this woman, I believe in a pharmacy, and she's getting ganged up on. She said, no, I'm not wearing fucking masks. Asymptomatic. I'm not sick. Why do I wear a mask? Like, and they've shown asymptomatic doesn't spread the virus.
Right.
So here's the thing. Like, we've been told forever, if you feel sick, stay home. Don't go to school if you have symptoms of anything. Like, that's the fucking problem. It's like, none of this shit's working. Like, California has the strictest shit. They have the most per capita cases. That should be enough for us to say, hey, guess what, guys? Shit doesn't work.
It's not working.
And here we are. But I know we bitch about this shit a lot. I'm going to keep this really short. But what I want to say is, if you have an opportunity to go to Disney, don't. We had fun because, again, we were the Currys. He just got done competing. But even then, it was a stressor. Like, we should be there having fun, happiest place on earth. Instead, God forbid you take a sip of your soda when you're not fucking stationary, and they're fucking on you. And it's fucking annoying. And honestly, like, it's a psychological fuck being there and not seeing smiles. How can you go to Disneyland and not see a fucking smile, or Disney World?
Also, you're on the rides. A lot of people's, like, memories from that are those pictures that you get when you're going down the roller coaster. Yeah, and
everybody has a
mask on. But everyone's got a mask on.
It's fucking, like, stupid. Well, and you can't take pictures, even though you're social distanced in the picture. No one's around you. You have to have a mask on. It's fucking stupid.
Well, that's just so when you post it, it kind of advertises for them that everyone here is wearing a mask.
It's fucking retarded. It's masks, like, are retarded.
It's mass virtue signaling and that they're doing.
And if you believe masks are good, wear them. But leave me the fuck alone. We already have the fucking antibodies. Why am I going to fucking wear a mask for something I can't fucking get?
Yeah.
It's fucking retarded. And also, here's another thing. I went off on Twitter because, like, they're now just now doing studies and recommending the stack that we've been telling people to take since fucking March, Matt, since March. Quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. We've been fucking promoting that shit since March. Oh, you're a fucking steroid using fucking supplement guy. You don't know what you're fucking talking about. Fauci's stupid fucking, I want to fucking punch Fauci so fucking hard. I want to beat the shit out of that guy. Fuck that guy. He's such a fucking show. Is that like
the one person where on site you're punching him? If you ever meet him, if you're ever just like walking down the street and you see the dude.
I wouldn't, because then I'd fucking lose everything I fucking have. But fuck that guy. Like, if you like Fauci, I don't like you either. I don't like you if you like masks. I'm okay with you if you wear a mask, right?
Yeah.
It's when you tell me I need to wear a mask to protect others, you could fucking fuck yourself. Well,
I was having this conversation with someone
in New York
a couple weeks ago. So it was before then, but it was, I was saying, I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to an expo and, you know, I'm going to shake people's hands, give hugs. Like everything's going to be, it's going to feel normal.
And we're still here and we didn't fucking infect anybody because we had no fucking symptoms.
Right. So like having this conversation, like, well, don't you think it's irresponsible of you to go and like do this? I'm like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you don't know who you can be spreading it to or who can spread it to you or, you know, like all this, you know, you got to think outside of the bubble that you're, I'm like, well, I can use the same argument. Like just, if you're scared, stay home, ride it out. Don't hug me. Don't go to an expo. Don't go near people that have been to an expo. It's like, well, no, but they can't control that. That's selfish. It's like, no, I think it's selfish that you're making me stay home or you're saying, you know, that I shouldn't be doing this. It's the whole back and forth and it's tit for tat and you can go either way with it. And I see both sides of the argument, but still like, I want to live my life.
Well, we'll do the same. You could do the same thing with anything. Why would you drive?
Exactly.
Don't get in a car. You know how many people die from car accidents a year? Life doesn't come without risk. And look, this is a fucking weak ass pussy virus. I'll say it fucking over and over and over again until I'm blue in the fucking face. This is the weakest fucking bullshit virus for most people. For some people, it's a bitch. Hell, for me, hand, foot, and mouth took me out for a fucking week.
Yeah.
Hand, foot, and fucking mouth disease took me out for a week. So for me, hand, foot, and mouth was fucking horrible. For most people, it's a fucking pimple on your lip.
Yeah.
You know, so you never know when it's your fucking time. And here's the thing, man. Like, we're not going to live that much longer. Like, I'm 40. I'm almost halfway fucking there.
Yeah.
If I'm not halfway there, right? I'm not going to spend the second half of my life, any part of that, waiting for fucking the world to be safe. Because guess what? People go, look, we're fucking Jews. We fucking, our people are in fucking Israel where they're fucking bombs flying over them. You live in fucking Tel Aviv and shit. You got bombs
even
flying
down
over.
Down the road in Nashville. Like, fuck. I mean, no one died, thankfully.
Yeah, why God, would you? Well, yes, of the dude who blew himself up, allegedly. Well, unless you believe the conspiracy theories. I'm not buying those.
I haven't looked into any of them.
So they're saying that it was a missile that hit because it was where they stored the Dominion voting systems. I didn't make it up, man. I'm just saying what I said. I'm not even fucking paying it any attention. Look, some shit blew up. Our internet's back up. We're good. You know, that's all I know. I can't put too much thought because these motherfuckers will spend all day worrying about these fucking conspiracy theories. Yeah. And you're like, dude, there's nothing I can fucking do about it. Like, I like people, are you going to go to DC on January 6th? No. Why? Because motherfuckers are going to get stupid. And I don't like crowds. You saw
we learned
Walmart.
That. We learned that. Neither of us like crowds at all.
Oh my God.
Except for at expos.
Fuck. Expos are great because you're around people who are cool.
Yeah.
Walmart, fuck them. Like, I'm done with Walmart. So we're not going to Walmart. So I've decided from now on, we're getting either grocery. So we're getting every other week Costco delivery.
Sweet.
And then I'm going to Aldi after the gym. We need shit. Aldi's amazing, man. I got fucking free range eggs for fucking $2.25 a fucking dozen. And with the amount of food we're eating right now, it's fucking going to be great. I just cooked up those burgers, the fucking grass-fed. Those are
delicious.
All I did was put salt on it, put it on the Traeger grill. So I'm done, man. So we walked into Walmart in Orlando, and I looked, and I'm like, fuck. But Preston needed swim trunks.
They didn't even have the fucking swim trunks.
And we ended up ordering on Amazon. It got there the next fucking hour, right? Like, so we go in there and fucking the masks. I'm sorry. They make me fucking mad. They make me, I don't know if it's because I'm claustrophobic. Well,
it's you're in a tight space with people and then you have a mask on. So it's like you're crowded and you have something smothering over your
face.
And
you walk in and this bitch is yelling at you, even if you have it on, you know, it's fucking fuck. And so I'm going off at everybody. You know, I'm just fucking mad. Like the whole time I lost it. And that's when I learned that I'm still claustrophobic. I thought I got over that, but evidently I did not get over the claustrophobic tendencies I have. And I fucking lost my shit. And you can tell Matt was fucking sweating. Like my kids were like, what the fuck's wrong with these guys?
You were angry. I was quiet. There was no,
I was just about to fight. Cause I just go fight or flight. And I was like, fuck. And it's not good. So I'm done. And I came back. I'm like, fuck it. I'm done. I'm not going to Costco. It's too busy anymore. I don't like fucking masks. Like I walked into Aldi and I don't know what, but there was nobody fucking in there. Told the guy, I'm like, look, dude, I'm not fucking putting it on. He's like, I got it. You're the only fucking person in here. You know, when I go, it's later at night. So after we're done training and shit, like I'm over it, man. I think I finally reached my breaking point where I'm gonna be like, no, I'm just not going to fucking shop here anymore, assholes. I'm just fucking over it.
Well, that's another thing we can bring up. We're We're switching our training time from morning to night.
Yeah, we're fucking terrible. We're old. We're tired. I can't. Like, what happens is, like, today I woke up naturally at like 4 or something, you know, and yeah. I just killed it at work. You know, I just crushed it. After training, I've been so tired lately. And I'm like zoning out and falling asleep at fucking like 4 o'clock. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? Because it gets dark at fucking like 2. And so we're going to
I don't mind if it's dark in the gym.
I don't give a fuck. Training. Yeah, I'm there. I'm training. I'll have fucking pre-workout. I'll have some fucking sniper, exalt, expansion. I'll take all fucking stims, man.
We're stacking everything.
And I don't have trouble falling asleep after stimulants. I'll come home, have some sleep aid, and I'll be good to go. So, I mean, we do have to. I mean, as you get older, even you, like 28, like that's a fucking 25 shit changes. Yeah. Like, I like how motherfuckers, when people were like 40 when I was your age, that sounded bad right there. But when I was when I was in my 20s, well, wait till you hit 30. I hit 30. I felt better. Okay. Wait till you hit 40. I hit 40. I feel better than I did at 30. It's like, shut the fuck up. Your life just sucks. And you're trying to minimize the fact that I'm younger than you know I'm crushing it. And you're not, because you fucking gave up. Look, man, I've never had so much energy walking through Disney. And part of it is because I'm going to do a separate video on this. Is because I didn't go to the gym. Yeah. I used to wake up at 4 a.m. and go train before I went to Disney. By the time you drive there, this and that. And I was tired. And now I slept in. I woke up. You know, I made eggs for everybody. Me and Brandy were doing the cooking. So Brandy's making eggs for her kids and shit. And I'm making stuff. And, you know, Brandon and Katie are just sitting back, fucking being lazy women. And Brandon's kind of like a chick, man. I mean, you saw him in that fucking candy cane outfit.
That was hysterical.
It was like
the funniest video made my entire week was the video that Brandy posted where he's playing the Batman video game in the whole pajama set. Fucking lost my shit.
He wore it all day. Like he didn't.
The man was comfy.
One thing we found out in our podcast after spending the week after in our video with him, his interview, he sleeps naked. Glad I didn't walk in on that. I mean, that would have been awkward. Like Brandon laying there, spread eagle with a morning wood. Like that would have been awkward. I wouldn't be able to look at him the same the whole time. Like, good morning. You know, how you doing? Yeah. But speaking of Brandon, like I've never seen anybody eat as much as Brandon. You were there for some of it.
Some of it. Yeah. I was there for the next day.
Bro,
the post the day after. So
we literally like we're in the house. Like he gets to the house right on Sunday, and I walk in because you know we walked in from Walmart. He's eating like some fucking biscuits from Chick-fil-A.
He had the tray of Chick-fil-A.
He didn't just have a meal. He had a tray,
like a catering tray.
Yes, and then fruit. And the fucked up thing is like obviously he probably with his shirt off he might be a little distended in the gut. Right, he might have a little bit of Heath action. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh shit. But he might
it
have
was
a little
bad though.
No, Phil's my friend, but he needs another year. And that's not Phil's fault. Again, we make fun of Phil in jest because it's a podcast. We talk shit. But I will say for the record, I've had that surgery and it took me a good 2 years to get the distension out because it's a very fucking invasive surgery. They're blowing up your stomach and putting tacks and mesh in there. Phil is a phenomenal bodybuilder and I'm not ruling out him coming back next year looking better and better and better.
I'm sure he'll look better because it'll be more recovery time.
Right now it looks like shit.
Yeah.
It does and he knows it. He has a mirror, he has pictures and he hit it well. He hit it well on stage because you could tell in the pictures, but in his transitions where you didn't see it, like
that's when it really like the pictures.
But he covered it in his side chest. He covered it with his hands.
His most muscular, where he has one on the hip and one in front. He moved.
He was practiced. He was practiced. He's a pro. He's one of the. He's probably the second best of all time, next to Ronnie. Second best of all time. Him and Ronnie and Lee. Yeah. You know, I you can't compare them. They're different generations. But fuck, man, I mean, that guy's.
No one really knows what Lee could have done. He could have kept going. He retired young.
Imagine if he actually took steroids.
Yeah,
been huge. But I mean, so Brandon, as he ate, he kept looking bigger and better. So we got there, and like I was 230, like 229, 228. We got there. I lost about 4 pounds because Disney and all the walking. My diet was, I'm one of those guys. I ate what I wanted. I ate Chinese food. I ate fucking Brazilian stuff. But if I don't force feed, I'm not going to grow. And, so Brandon, when we got there and he was contest shape, like we were actually somewhat, we were within 10 pounds of each other.
Yeah.
By the time we left, he was 40 pounds. He had to be 260, 270 by the time we left. Like, Jesus. I've never seen, but his arms kept getting bigger. He kept filling out. It was fucking insane. Every day I'd wake up and it's like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, his fucking, everything looked bigger. He got bigger. He was doing the Rich Piana program. He was bigger by the day. Except not with drugs, with fucking junk food. Like, the dude was like, imagine if you're at a restaurant and Brandon Curry comes in and orders fucking bullshit food. And you're looking like, so that's what it takes. And you got some fucking fat woman's just fucking eating fucking chicken fried steak all day.
I mean, let's also be clear. He works out hard and genetics plays a huge role in this.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He absorbed that shit though, man. He looked fucking great. Like, he came out looking like a swole ass candy cane. Like, just like, fuck it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I didn't think I know she bought him. I didn't realize how kind of fucking cliche and hideous they were. And he had the hat.
Like, the hat was amazing.
And everything was
the
just
the hat, like, made it. It wouldn't have been nearly as funny without the hat.
The hat was it. The hat was it. And
it was that cherry on top.
Literally, yeah, it was. It was phenomenal. And I just had my Rudolph. I thought I was going to win life with the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Gaines deer. But now that leaves us where Katie's going to have to step up her game, because I think this is going to become a yearly thing, and hopefully they move it earlier. But I think that I think a Christmas vacation with the Currys, or at least a December vacation, this time Chad can come and maybe we could have a company thing. Who knows? Maybe a company retreat if we have a good year would be in order. Yeah, we'll invite everybody. Well, from our company, not you fuckers. We don't got it like that, dude. This ain't fucking Amazon. Like, but nonetheless, I think that as we look at what happened at the Olympia, is number one is a lot of people talk shit about production quality value. I saw even like Nick Trigilli, who's a good friend of mine. He's like, oh man, I don't know if it's him. I think it might've been that the quality of the online broadcast was weak.
Well, it was pay-per-view only this time.
Yeah, yeah.
They've always had really bad quality on their streams though.
But here's something to realize. This was put together in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we had an Olympia this year
is amazing.
I mean, dude, the guys in charge from that Wood, what's his name? Luke Wood, James Wood, whatever his name is, to everybody involved in that whole thing. Why their names are escaping me right now, but I know their names. And it was funny because I'm just like, I don't think these guys realize, like, when I was at Weider in 2000, up until 2004, I used to help put on the Olympia. I actually went to the Mandalay when we used to be at the Mandalay and met and picked out our convention room and mapped it out with them. So I know what it's like to put on a trade show because I helped put on the Olympia back in the early 2000s. A lot of people don't know that about my history. Like, I've been doing this shit a long time.
Yeah.
That took us a year. These motherfuckers moved it to a new venue, maintained having a expo, although albeit small, they had an expo, they had vendors, had an athlete experience.
By all means, was not bad. The small expo worked great.
For us.
Yeah.
We fucking crushed it. We didn't sell anything. We just got to, for us, crushing it means meeting people.
Yes.
Like, we don't give a fuck about selling shit in an expo.
Like, we had a few boxes to sell, but they were just mainly for display.
Yeah, they were just decorations that if somebody really wanted them, they could buy them. But honestly, dude, I worked, like, I'm surprised, like, at the end of the day, it went by so quick. I mean, there was not one wasted moment where I wasn't talking to someone, where I wasn't entertaining a crowd. I hugged over 500 people. I personally put my arms around and embraced in the middle of a pandemic, fucking super spreader. I'm still fucking here. That's the thing is that, fuck. But anyway.
By now we would have heard that something came out of the Olympia.
Nothing came out of the
nothing.
Olympia.
Nothing. No one. From what I can tell, no one even got it.
What was great is that, so Brandon and Brandy are like us, right?
Yeah.
Brandon, so he was one of his people in his corner. Not going to say who it was. A great guy, but a little more COVID cautious than us.
Okay.
And we're at the athlete meet and greet, and I'm standing there talking to his coach, Abdullah.
Yeah.
He goes up to Abdullah, and he's like, and Abdullah knows Brandon. And Brandon and Brandy are like, They're really fucking healthy. Like, people don't realize, like, Brandy owns a fucking, one of those hippie clinics where they give you colonics and they fucking, they do the fucking weird shit with the fucking health. Like, shoot, they're health freaks.
Yeah.
So they know their most powerful thing is the immune system. So Brandon, when he's meeting fans, he won't wear a mask. He will not wear one. He would rather get arrested than wear a mask. I mean, he'll do it if you really fucking threaten him. But I remember, so this guy comes up to, I'm talking to Abdul. He goes, hey, you know, one of these people might, you know, give him fucking COVID. And that'd be terrible. And we're going to have to, like, you tell him put on a mask. Abdullah's like, I'm not telling him that. Because Abdullah knows Brandon's. But Brandon's the night. He's not going to confront anybody. But you can tell he walked over and Brandon just smiled and said, no. And I asked him about it later. And he said it's because he wants to communicate with the fans. He wants to make a connection. This is a guy who in the middle of Disney whipped out his phone to do a live.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. He didn't have to do that. Like, and it was inconveniencing for him. Like, he was having a good time with his kids, but and his kids were involved in the live. It's not like he was being a dick, but he really cares. And that's one thing I noticed. And you can't, he, to the point where, you know, it's not worth, you can't get that emotional attachment to people. And when you're an athlete, and the athletes, their bills, and even us, like our bills are paid by our consumers, his bills are paid by his fans, and now his consumers since we have the company. So, you know, Brandon, Chris Jones, all these guys realize that the good ones, the ones who are dicks, don't see the big picture, that you cannot maintain unless you appreciate the people. So Brandon, every second, he'd rather get COVID and fucking be in the ICU than miss out on that moment with a fan. I would too. Just like I would rather get COVID than miss out on my kid smiling at Disneyland.
Yeah.
How anybody could be a proponent of your kids not smiling at Disneyland, that's some bullshit. But nonetheless, it was really a great experience. And the people who put on the Olympia, wow. I am so impressed by what they did.
I mean, this was my first Olympian walking in and just, I mean, I know this was the biggest stage that they had.
Oh, yeah.
With the screens and everything. It was impressive.
Oh, Tamer, the guy he puts on Muscle Contest, right?
Okay, yeah.
Al Gindi, I think you pronounce it. Like, fuck. This guy.
It was an impressive setup.
It was the most impressive Olympia I've ever been to, like, minus the crowds. And how many people did we meet? Like, we had David Raboy, who's a guy I know from Twitter. We had a guy named Low Keys. He's a guy I know. A lot of Twitter people came out. Yeah. We had a big representation from Twitter. And a lot of these people I've never met in person before, you know? And it was just really cool. You know, I trained my buddy Dean, and then we went to the gym. We saw a bunch of people. It's like, for me, it kind of like woke me up. And it made me realize I still like this industry. I like the good part of it. There's a lot I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the unscrupulous characters who don't meet label claims, who lie to consumers, the felons in this industry who are horrible people, and it exists. And our goal is to, honestly, I feel like I'm doing a service because I'm providing products that meet label claim, that deliver on the results that we promise you. And some companies that overpromise things, they're underserving you. They're ruining the industry, and they're screwing people over. And we're virtuous as fuck. Like, we're virtuous. Like, we really, really, really care. And we take all our supplements. I was just telling Matt, I'm like, man, I can't wait to get this. We have a new intro workout coming out on 1-5. Yeah. I'm like, I want this for myself. And we were so excited when we got to Orlando and we had the 0-1-5 shit waiting there. Cause we got to use it ourselves.
Yeah.
We literally shipped it there to use it ourselves. And I brought back a box with a bunch of stuff in it. So I guess we're going to use it during training. Like, so for us, it's about more than just having a company and numbers and paying bills. And we have to do that. Like, we have to make money.
Yeah.
We have to sell shit. We have to promote. We have to market.
It's our jobs. It's not, hey, you guys are shills. It's no, this is how we make a living.
But we're doing it the right way.
And yeah, and anything that we can give you guys, advice, content, all that stuff is free. All the added stuff.
How about the app?
The app that,
app's yeah. Gonna be sick. So that should be out within the next probably week and a half. So that's one of the reasons I'm driving up there with Andy and Jason. Jason's our CTO, and Chad, who put it all together. You know, I'm not going to pretend like I did it. I have no fucking idea what they did. I don't know how it happened. I just know it's there.
But the same program and diet plan that we're doing now for the next, 28 weeks?
Yeah.
Is the same thing that you're going to see on the app and you can do along with us.
And on the YouTube every day. Like, those are extra things we do that other companies don't do, that we don't have to do. But, you know, we feel it's our...
And that goes above just advertising. Like, yes, that's part of it. But, like, it's more than that.
Yeah, and that's why our thing, you're more than just a number here. Yeah. And it never rang more true than now. But, you know, that's what we're here. So What I'm excited about for the new year is I want to put it out there right now. And I was going to save this for a later episode, but we'll close this out for the next 5 minutes. And we actually have to go train.
Yeah.
We don't have to, but we will. Today's chest day. It's Monday. We actually are. So what we're doing is we're filming the day before so we could post it that night.
Yeah.
So I'm posting the workout we're doing now tonight. So people who do it tomorrow. So your Tuesday is our Monday.
Yeah.
So we're always a day ahead. So that means we have to train on Sundays. And we're Jewish, so we don't give a fuck. We don't go to church.
Yeah.
So my resolution for the year is going to be to think a little more before I act. And that means going off at my kids. That means just going off at shit in general. Like I want to take like a 10-second pause. It's generally speaking, when things piss me off, I react. And I do that in real life, and I do that with shit online. I do that with comments. I do that with, you know how many comments I delete a day? I'm like, fucking hell. Oh no, I shouldn't have wrote that. And so that's what I need. I think I need to work on that. And I've done a good job, but what I'm gonna have to do with my kids is just not talk to them and let my wife handle it. Cause my wife would be like, well, you should really like, and then like, as soon as they act up, she's like, you got to handle this. I'm like, you just told me I need to chill. I'm like, but they're doing something stupid. Like today they fucking got Sharpie on the counter. They got crayon on the bar stool. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I wasn't here for that. So I came home. Everything was already fixed. They already had their fucking blowout. You know, I was like, this is great. So I think that's what I'm working on. I think everybody every year, I don't believe in resolutions per se, but I think we should all, there's a good time to look and say, okay, what can I improve on? And I think that's one thing I can improve on. At least from that aspect, there's a lot of other things, but I think if you set one really fucking big one that you're more likely to do, like if you're a smoker, stopping smoking is your only resolution would make sense.
One. That's a big enough one.
But if you set like five of them and one of them is insignificant, you hit that one. You're like, well, I got one out of five. What if you just picked the most important one and just fucking did that one?
Yeah.
Do you have anything you need to change?
Probably so many things, but you just caught me blindsided with this one. So while you were talking, I was trying to think of something. I got nothing right now.
Yeah, we have a couple more episodes before the beginning
before
of
the new
year.
So I'll think of something. Yeah, before then.
We do. But so anyway, so a lot of cool things going on. If you guys aren't subscribed to this podcast, be sure to subscribe to us on whatever platform you use, be it YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And if we did offend you, if you're one of those like really religious followers. At the beginning, because we have a lot of those, man. I mean, I hit a lot of the right wingers. We hit a lot of the right wingers because we're not even Republicans, but we do tend to have more freedom values. We're a little less socialist, but we're not, again, like we could talk so much about Trump simping out and fucking signing that fucking omnibus bill.
Stay tuned for next week.
Yeah. it's past its prime. Everybody's already hit on it, but I'm going to veto it unless you do this. Oh, never mind. No. See, and so what's funny is that we got ripped on because Matt, and we did a live, Matt kept saying that Trump hasn't done shit and he's weak. And we were like, oh, Trump's the greatest. Now it's like, is this the part where I dunk on you? Like, this is like our victory lap. Like, the dude's weak. Like, I'm sorry. He's all talk, man. He's a Hollywood man.
The thing is, I wouldn't even do a victory lap because I don't give enough fucks. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, but you were right.
Yeah.
It's good to be right.
I'm just so used to it at this point.
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about earlier, like I've been right 100% of the time about the fucking COVID thing and the vitamins. It's simple things. It's like, first thing I thought when a virus hits, like, why don't we just fucking prevent viral replication? I didn't think it was that far-fetched. I thought it was right within everyone's wheelhouse. Everybody'd be like, yes, listen to that. And they're like, nope, we're going to wait for a vaccine. And by the way, did you see that woman from Nashville, that video? So there was a nurse in Nashville that did a video that went viral earlier today. And she got the Bell's palsy, man. Poor woman's like, just like fucking drooling and shit. Like, and she's like, don't get the vaccine. Don't get it. Look at my fucking face. And then how do you know it'll have fertility effects? I'm like, how do you know it won't? I don't fucking know what this thing will do. Yeah. I'm not saying I won't get the vaccine. Not saying that. I'm saying that, why am I a villain for just wanting a little bit more time to evaluate? Well, you're going to kill grandma. Fuck grandma. She's lived long enough. That bitch, she makes shitty Jell-O salads. Fuck her. No, I'm serious. Jell-O salads. Yeah. That's the thing.
I've seen them. Yeah, I know. I know
the thing. And they need to die for that.
This is their sins. This is what they get.
The average age of COVID death is 82 years old.
Yeah.
That's a long life, bro. I'm not living 82. I've done too many steroids. The trend knocked me down to like 74.
But was it worth it?
Fuck yeah. I was fucking jacked, bro. I was so jacked. Dude, there were veins everywhere. It's fucking amazing. Yeah, trend took at least 5 years off my life. And it'll take another 5 years off when I do it again. But that's the thing about America, is that you have a right to choose what you put in and don't put in your body. I choose to take steroids. It's a choice. If I don't want to take the vaccine, oh, you take steroids, why don't you take the vaccine? Well, because, well, I know what steroids are going to do. We've been using steroids a long fucking time. I don't know what this shit, and steroids don't fuck with your DNA, your MR. It's not an mRNA vaccine.
Yeah.
That shit scares me because I don't know enough about it. And when I go to read about it, there's conflicting shit. I'm like, I want more info.
I would just like a little bit more time on this vaccine before I make a decision.
Give me 2 years.
I mean, they also said if you're allergic to antibiotics, don't take it.
Yes. Katie's allergic to penicillin.
I'm allergic to penicillin, amoxicillin, any sulfites. Like, so I'm staying far away from this.
Jews can't take this. Jews are allergic to fucking everything.
Yeah. Just.
It's like what we do.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for me to take this right now with everything going on.
And you fucking had COVID.
Yeah.
Why would you take a vaccine for something that didn't kill you? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, dude, this, well, you don't get smallpox. Yeah, but it's a fucking different thing. They're literally giving you a small dose of that shit to build up antibodies. They're not giving you a fucking mRNA fucking whatever the fuck it is. I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm talking out of my ass right now. I just know that's the problem. I don't want to put something in my body. I don't understand how it works. And no one can fucking explain to me how it's not dangerous.
We need definitive research by someone who isn't like, in the mix.
That, I mean, the fucking...
Like, if Fauci wrote a paper on this, I'd be like, hey, fuck you, I'm not taking your word for this.
That, I mean, think about it. It's fucking... the problem is they're indemnified. Like, they can't be sued for it. They literally have indemnification. That's a problem.
That is.
That's a problem. That's like, we're not indemnified from all the shit we make. We have insurance. Why, if it was so safe, do they need to be indemnified by the government?
Because it might not be safe.
Bingo. On that note, we're going to try and do this every day till New Year. Keep you guys going. Keep this thing going. We're not gone. We just had a little break. Thank you guys so much. And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was talking too much. You're good.
All right. Thank you so much. And again, just to bring it back full circle, if you're a dude, don't send dick pics unless you show your whole body and you're in shape. Because if you're a fat guy, it's going to minimize the size of your dick.
Yeah. And then you got to like lift.
Weird.
To see, yeah, it's weird.
Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. That's not a game.